He's a war criminal. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden repeating his view of Russia's President Vladimir Putin Monday after atrocities were discovered in the town of Bucha after Russian forces pulled out.
I remember I got criticized for calling Putin a war criminal. Well, the truth of the matter, you saw what happened in Bucha. This warrants him. He is a war criminal.
Fox's Griff Jenkins is in western Ukraine.
Bodies were strewn in the streets, some with their hands tied behind their backs. These were civilians. They were men, women, children, the elderly. They were not Ukrainian forces fighting the Russians. And that is why there is such a global outrage. And Bucha is a town of well-to-do Ukrainians that worked, many of them, in the capital.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky will address the United Nations Security Council in the morning. A congressional compromise has been struck to allocate more money for the COVID-19 vaccines, treatments, and tests. It's a $10 billion package, but that's less than half of what the White House had requested. The U.S. is approaching 1 million COVID-19 deaths. Before the week is out, President Biden's Supreme Court nominee could be confirmed by the full Senate after a procedural vote on Monday.
While the Senate Judiciary Committee was split on the confirmation of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, the Senate voted 53-47 Monday to advance her nomination. A vote by the full Senate to confirm her could come as early as Thursday. Democrats on the committee, like Vermont's Patrick Leahy, want Republicans to seize on the historic nature of elevating the first African-American female to the high court. But some Republicans on the committee, like Mike Lee, tell Fox News at night,
it's only historic when it's someone they like and with whom they agree.
GOP Senators Mitt Romney and Lisa Murkowski have signaled they will support Jackson's confirmation, giving her as many as 53 yes votes.
Fox's Sean Lanchel in Washington. The Kansas Jayhawks are the NCAA men's basketball champions, beating North Carolina 72-69. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Government cybersecurity experts say an airport in Connecticut was the victim of a Russian hacking.
It's the first known attack on an American airport since Russia invaded Ukraine. According to an internal government document shared with Fox News, the attack occurred March 29th, and the hackers behind it call themselves Killnet. They left this message behind. When the supply of weapons to Ukraine stops, attacks on the information structure of your country will stop. America, no one is afraid of you. The Connecticut Airport Authority tells Fox News, quote, while we cannot speculate on who initiated this attack or why, Bradley International Airport was targeted. It's a scenario the Biden administration has been warning U.S. companies about for weeks. Killnet is known to cyber experts to be engaged in cyber warfare against Ukrainian hackers. In Washington, Jillian Turner, Fox News.
Police in Sacramento have arrested a man they say is connected to the shooting that killed six people and wounded a dozen others over the weekend. Dendre Martin booked on charges of assault with a deadly weapon and being a convict carrying a loaded gun. One of the country's biggest rental car companies expanding its fleet of electric vehicles.
In an attempt to bulk up its EV offerings, Hertz is buying 65,000 electric vehicles from the Swedish carmaker Polestar over the next 5 years. The move is in addition to the 100,000 Teslas Hertz aims to purchase by the end of 2022, which the rental giant said would make up more than 20% of its fleet. The company's CEO said the Polestar vehicles will be offered to renters, corporate customers, and rideshare partners. The Polestar deal has the potential to add to sales for Hertz and is a significant step forward in its plan to build the largest fleet of rental EVs in North America. Hilary Barsky, Fox News.
Storm chasers in Texas report trees and utility poles blown down and a large truck flipped over near Midlothian, Texas. There was a tornado warning in that area at the time. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.